This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
So you're hanging out in Holiday, Florida. Sounds like a lovely place, right? You almost think Holiday Inns everywhere. But not so much. And if you're an Uber Eats driver, you may be thinking twice about going to any homes in that area now. As a delivery driver was killed and dismembered after making a delivery. Oscar Solais Jr. is 30, and he's been charged with killing the driver during a delivery at his home in Holiday, Florida. This is just a very disturbing story. Sheriff even calls the murderer demonic. That takes a bit to get that title attached to your name. An ex-convict who is living in Florida has been charged with the murder and other crimes in the death and dismemberment of an Uber Eats driver who has delivered food to the attacker's home. According to the Pasco County Sheriff's Chris Noko, Oscar Solais Jr., who's 30, is accused of killing the driver, Randall Cook, during a delivery at a residence in Holiday, Florida. The police affidavit states that the remains were discovered at the residence in trash bags and a cooler that also had a receipt bearing Solis's name. This was a horrific crime of passion, Noko told reporters. This was demonic. What he did was demonic. Solis faces charges of murder while engaging in a robbery, failure to register as a convicted felon, and parole violation. Why do we rely on people to register themselves as a convicted felon? Like, this seems like an extra hoop that seems totally stupid to ask someone to do that is a convicted felon. And they can't just, let's follow them. Let's track them. Let's do something of that nature. Solis was released from an Indiana prison in January after serving 4 years for an assault and burglary conviction and moved to the nice home in Florida about 3 months ago, Noko said. Blood was discovered in different locations throughout the house, and the victim's key fob was discovered on Solis's dresser. On his wallet, the victim's car was discovered close by containing blood-soaked towels and rags, a DoorDash bag similar to the one the victim carried, and an employment time card with Solis's name on it. The victim was seen delivering meals on surveillance footage obtained from the home. After the delivery, two Hispanic men are seen hauling large trash bags outside. The other man, the driver for Solis, is not facing any charges at this time. The victim's wife had filed a missing person report after he failed to return following his Uber Eats deliveries. The victim's last known location, according to Uber, was at the Solis house. Deputies canvassed the house the day after Cook vanished, but according to Noko, there didn't appear to be anyone at home and nothing seemed out of place. They returned the next day and were able to speak to Solis's roommate, who gave him access to the CCTV footage from the preceding days. According to Noko, Cook was spotted with the food order on the doorstep of the home the night of April 19th. The following day's footage showed Oscar Solis and another person dragging trash bags around the side of the building. Noko said Solis attempted to rob the victim and ultimately killed him. No other individuals were at Solis's home at the time of the murder. Deputies say that no cause of death or body identification could be determined at the time. Deputies were originally called to investigate a body discovered in the Moog Road area on April 21st, just after noon. Through further investigation and working with the Pasco Pinellas Medical Examiner, both identification and cause of death were determined over the weekend. The case was ruled a homicide at that point. Cook had texted his wife to let her know he would be home shortly after finishing his last delivery of the evening before being brutally murdered. It was just a guy trying to make a living for his family, Noko said at a press conference. I kept asking, what's the connection? It was absolutely a horrific crime, but at the same time, we couldn't answer the question, why? All that appears is there was a gentleman who was working, he was doing his last delivery of the night, and a person killed him. You're talking about a violent individual that Indiana released and sent down to Florida, Noko said. They released him on parole. Unfortunately, now, we have a hardworking guy, a loving husband, who's no longer with us because this violent individual killed him. Noko said Solis was affiliated with MS-13 in Indiana and was also on parole. I think anytime you arrest an MS-13 member, it's an automatic death sentence. It's just, sorry, you are that, you are gone. We're not taking our chances on you. You got involved in this. You are now legally dead to us. And we'll make you dead, too.
I mean, would it be so horrible that if a guy like him got out of prison, he's a known gang member. And like, I'm telling you, the mugshot of this guy, if you want to have face tattoos, that's up to you. I'm not here to judge that. His whole face is covered in tattoos.
I am.
But he looks I know.
I'm going to judge the shit out of
people. I love
because,
yours. Yours are daisies and flowers. They look adorable.
No, I'm judging the shit out of people with face tattoos all over the place. It looks ridiculous. It's not. And you can't complain about not getting a job or this. I'm sorry. Yeah. You're making the dumbest choice. Well, one of the dumbest choices you can make if you want to live any semblance of a normal life or not be affiliated with crimes and thugs for the rest of your existence.
Well, there's no way you're not going to be judged for. Like my nephew, he's a tattoo artist. He has tattoos on his head, not on his face, but on his head. He can shave his hair or he can grow it out if he wants.
He can hide it. There's a way to hide it that way. Yeah. If there's a way to hide it.
That's what he does for a living.
Yes.
But this guy, even if you don't, you know, even if you're able to look past all the face tattoos, he looks 1000% evil. And I can't imagine when he answered the door for that poor man who's just going to drop off food. And robbery makes no sense because how much money will the Uber Eats guy have? You know, it's not like you're paying him cash.
It's not a cash business.
You know?
Yeah.
So he couldn't have had much money anyway. So the robbery thing doesn't make a ton of sense. You know, did he get the food wrong and he took it out? Was it just random? He just happened to be there and the guy was in a rage. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me. And the guy's just like trying to make some money to help his family.
Yeah.
It's just sick. And so this whole, and the dismemberment part, really, it had to have been a horrific crime scene. I can't imagine. And his poor wife.
I'm surprised there's not more murders involving these services like Uber Eats and DoorDash and wherever somebody has to solely go to someone's home, sometimes in areas that are, you know, not very populated. And another thing I don't like about that, any of these services, is where they show you the picture of the person who's coming to deliver your food. Why do I hate that? Because you could have a very evil, nefarious person, I'm thinking more so on the sexual predator side, that can keep placing orders until they find the one that they find attractive and they want to violate, and then that's the one that they're going to pick. And they can keep canceling orders until they got the one that they want. And then that person walks into whatever situation that they have planned for them. And, you know, it just seems like sitting ducks, quite honestly. I lived out in the country and I was by myself. I mean, if there was a horrible person living there, there could be a lot of people that died, you know, if they were to, somebody was evil and doing that sort of stuff. It just really kind of scared me for those individuals, especially, anyone really, but late at night, you know, me and Harper would order Taco Bell sometimes at like 10 o'clock at night on the weekend. And half the time it was like a 21-year-old or a 19-year-old girl, you know, tiny, coming up to the doorstep, delivering it. I'm just thinking, how crazy dangerous is this? You know, there's a lot of safe houses, but there's a lot that's not.
And it just seems like you're hearing more and more of these crazy ass stories lately. You know, person just doing their job and random person kills them, random person attacks them.
What's up with the dismemberment
lately?
Turned
up the wrong road, whatever it is.
It also seems to be like a lot of people dismembering other people. It just used to be like found body. Now it's like trash bags. They're buried over here. The kid's in a bucket melted. It's like, what the fuck?
And my guess is they're going to charge this other person with some kind of assisting in the crime. At least helping to remove the body.
Here's some fine data. Uber released safety data. This is from 2020. 998 sexual assault incidents, including 141 rape reports in 2020.
Oh, my God.
I wonder what it's been in 2021 and 2022 when those services became, like, necessary because we were all locked down and those things took off.
And just the, like, even driving for Uber is scary. You're in your car and somebody you don't even know gets in your car with you.
I can't. Yeah. I mean, God bless you if you do it. I've met a lot of really great Uber drivers over the years and Lyft drivers. And but there's some, I just felt like, gosh, you know, I know you're making some money here, but sitting ducks. It's something that, as I have kids that are getting older and such, it's like, no, I don't think that's a great idea to go make money. I think there's a lot of risk there. Maybe I'm just paranoid and being a parent, but I don't know. There's just so much shit out there. And maybe I hear too much shit too. And that's why I'm far more sensitive to seeing what human beings are capable of. But this is just fucking disturbing.
Very.
So.
Very.
Yeah.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
You want to weigh in on any of the topics that we are talking about here on the program, you can call in 24-7, 888-5-KILLER, 888-554-5537. We'd love to hear your feedback and your thoughts on any of the stories we're following. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.